the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, then.
Number five.
The hot mix there of the...
Kind of liked it.
Yeah, it was very exciting. Totally accidental. Ambassador Gordon Sondland opened up his public impeachment testimony this morning by dropping Vice President Pence's name in the middle of the Ukraine scandal, right into the middle of it, telling the House Intelligence Committee that he raised concerns about tying Ukraine security assistance to the investigations.
There was a September 1st meeting with President Zelensky in Warsaw. Unfortunately, President Trump's attendance at the Warsaw meeting was canceled due to Hurricane Dorian. Vice President Pence attended instead. I mentioned to Vice President Pence before the meetings with the Ukrainians that I had concerns that the delay in aid had become tied to the issue of investigations. I recall mentioning that before the Zelensky meeting. During the actual meeting, President Zelensky raised the issue of security assistance directly with Vice President Pence, and the Vice President said that he would speak to President Trump about it.
Okay. Well, then one would beg the question of, do they get a call Vice President Pence up, which they're not going to do, and he's not going to go.
Everyone was in the loop. He started to throw everybody under the bus. They all knew.
Yeah. But eventually, the opening statement was very dramatic. And Sondland had a lot to say in that opening statement. But by the time they got to the question and answer, Republicans had softened Sondland up with, did you know this? Did you know it? Did you know it? I'm not touching you. Did you know it? I'm not touching you. Or did you presume it? And this goes to that whole thing where the president, in his spoken words, were, I'm doing the right thing here. I'm doing the right thing. There's no quid pro quo. But then there was, the actions were different. And so the question is.
But Sondland said during his direct talks with the president, that's when he mentioned no quid pro quo. But he guessed, presumed, put 2 + 2 = 4, mm-hmm. that there would be one.
But, sir, you didn't know that, did you, sir? Directly that had occurred. You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
That's Senator Foghorn right there.
From Alabama?
I am going to guess Senator Foghorn is from Arkansas. Yeah.
Second guess.
Why, y'all sitting here telling us what y'all presuming? Things like that. Now, here's what Sondland said about Rudy Giuliani.
We did not want to work with Mr. Giuliani. Simply put, we were playing the hand we were dealt. We all understood that if we refused to work with Mr. Giuliani, we would lose a very important opportunity to cement relations between the United States and Ukraine. So we followed the president's orders. Second, although we disagreed with the need to involve Mr. Giuliani, at the time, we did not believe that his role was improper. As I previously testified, if I had known of all of Mr. Giuliani's dealings or his associations with individuals, some of whom are now under criminal indictment, I personally would not have acquiesced to his participation.
Hold on, I got to reverse the bus. Beep, 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 beep. Did I get
That's
him?
That's what's strange.
Is that his toupee? Does he have a toupee? Oh, his glasses are broken. Oh, they came broken. They were already broken. And then we learned, how was it that phone call, the whole thing, phone call that, you know, was testified to, where the ambassador had to hold it away from his head because it was too loud. Remember that? What was that all about?
You now remember is the discussion that you had with President Trump on July 26th in that restaurant in Kiev, right?
Yeah, what triggered my memory was someone's reference to ASAP Rocky, which was, I believe, the primary purpose of the phone call.
Certainly. So that's one way memory works, isn't it?
ASAP Rocky.
He made it into the testimony several times. Several times as the Google machines went wild.
All I want to say is the thing that I'm so sorry that Kanye didn't wake his way into this testimony.
Well, you know what's weird in this time and day and age? It didn't even seem peculiar that his name came up.
No. Lauren Lapka's name comes up now. The traffic and the weather, what's going on? Top 5 at 5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Reminding you, coming up in just a few minutes after the news at the bottom of the hour, Richard Roper will be here and tell us whether Frozen 2 is going to drive parents nuts, or are they going to want to attend that.
Or if the kids who liked Frozen 1 are going to be back for Frozen 2.
Hopefully they've outgrown it. And the A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood movie, right?
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. That's a big deal right there, that Mr. Rogers movie. We'll talk about that, Tom Hanks. And then in the 6 o'clock hour, it's News or Ruse with Izzy Adonijé. And how about this?
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Haley, yeah, who works her way into the top 5 of 5. I'll explain all that, but stay right. You'll see how this works. Hold on.
Number 3.
No.
Number 4.
Sorry. Orion's so confused, isn't he? Sorry.
He sounded irritated there.
He did, right. I'm saying, when I told him, he doesn't like to hear no.
Right.
Orion Samuelson is not a guy who hears no a lot, I don't think.
He shouldn't.
No. All right. Yesterday, during the Top 5 at 5, we learned that Dennis Rodman had his phone tapped by the federal government after he visited North Korea, which was probably a good thing. I'm in favor of the federal government doing that. I'm on their side.
Imagine the things they heard.
Oh
my God.
Or saw.
Oh, my God. Now look here.
I got the chills.
Watch out for this.
Guess what? That's my favorite.
Guess what? I wonder what guess what in Korean is. Anyway, here's the point. Nikki Haley, we spoke to her right before this program. You're going to hear the full interview. She's going to be in Naperville tonight. She's at North Central College. She's speaking it's a 7 to 9 p.m. event tonight, and then she's signing her book. And you can go out and see her if you'd like to do that. It's Barbara's Bookstores. So go ahead and take a look at that on their website. Naperville tonight. Now, I had to ask her about Dennis Rodman because she was the UN ambassador, right? So do you really want Dennis Rodman representing the United States of America in North Korea? As a Chicagoan, I got to ask you this question. Does Dennis Rodman scare you as an envoy to North Korea? I mean, we have firsthand knowledge of the guy. We're scared watching him over there. What was your thought? I mean, you're the ambassador of the United Nations. Were there people there looking at you like, whoa, what's going on here?
I mean, I didn't ever have, no one brought that up to me. And certainly while I was working on North Korea, he was not involved. But, Kim has a strange set of friends, and I guess Dennis Rodman is one of them.
How do you know? How do you know that he wasn't involved? That's the problem. He could have been, Kim could have been calling Dennis every night going, asking about Nikki Haley. This whole thing's wrong, man. It's wrong. All right, now.
Number 3.
Tom Hanks, as you heard, Richard Roper is going to be reviewing this movie coming up in a few minutes, bears a shocking resemblance to Mr. Rogers. Maybe there's a good reason for that, because now Ancestry.com has confirmed that Tom Hanks is a sixth cousin to Fred Rogers.
How about that? He didn't know, and he was, didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Access Hollywood and met up with the star on the red carpet at a New York screening.
You are related to Fred Rogers.
No, impossible.
How far away is it?
Wait, look at a Mefford.
I know, yeah, Mefford.
Six cousins with Fred Rogers.
Look, Ernest Hanks.
Well, listen.
Amos Hanks.
It all
can
just
we keep this?
It all just
Absolutely.
Comes together.
This is
see.
Crazy.
Did you have any idea?
Well, I would like to see if Johnny Depp is related to Fred Rogers. Can you find out from Ancestry.com?
can I ask a question?
Yeah, ask a question. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Here.
What? How do they know that?
Well, you don't really have to do a DNA sample. I know what you're thinking, that they had to like steal his like coffee cup or something to get his saliva. They did Ancestry.com for this one. So if you actually know who his parents are and who his cousins
are, it's not 23andMe.
No, it wasn't one of those like the swab kind of thing where you had to get the DNA.
This is a giant online family tree.
Yeah, and so you can plug your family tree right into it, and you just can figure stuff like that out. So I guess Access Hollywood went through that and then surprised him on the red carpet. What a great way to promote the movie.
Hey, we stalked you.
They're going to just start doing this for every celebrity. Trying to tie everyone together.
Wouldn't you be creeped out, though, if they did do 23andMe or one of those other ones?
What happens if I learn that I am related to John Lovitz?
Oh, I would not happy about that. I'm not a fan of his.
Yeah, me neither.
Ugh.
I mean, that's, I would, I just
if
have
creepy
to.
Creepy were a crime.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that's true.
Class 4 felony.
Life sentence for that guy. All right, checking in at
number 2.
2019 Grammys are just around the corner, and now the nominations are in for the coveted honor of Song of the Year. Now, that's going to air on January 26th on the CBS. But let's take a look at a few of the songs been nominated this year and see if you recognize them. There is, of course, Lady Gaga.
When the sun goes down and the band won't play, I'll always remember us this way.
Okay.
Chicks in Maine.
Love Lady Gaga.
Yeah, isn't it funny when a song comes out like 3 years ago, it's up for the Grammy now? I mean, that's the one thing about the Grammys. It's like songs that you know are already off the radio. Like, why is that up for a Grammy? Like, in the Oscars, the music is coming out already. You know, the movies are coming out, and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. I don't understand this. Here's Billie Eilish.
I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Got the die in.
That's pretty great.
She is pretty
great. It's so catchy.
Yeah.
She's special. It seems like she's a very unique sound.
That should win for record of the year, because that would be the production of the whole thing. I don't know about, so I'm just going to tell you. It's because I'm a Grammophile.
Uh-huh.
I love the Grammys, and I'm just telling you right now, I don't think that wins for Song of the Year. But here's Taylor Swift.
Lover.
Pretty great.
How weird is it that Taylor Swift is now the old woman of the Grammys? Isn't Billie Eilish like 17 or something?
Yeah, like 16 or 17.
She's
for sure.
So young.
Yeah. She's the Jack Nicholson of the Grammys, though. She sits in the front row. Uh-huh. You remember when we were kids, Jack Nicholson sat in the front row of the Oscars and everything? This is what she does now. And Lizzo.
You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back.
I think Lady Gaga wins this thing.
Oh, but the best part of that song is Minnesota Vikings. I don't know why. You just have to sing it every time.
That song might win.
How would the Bears sound if we sung it?
Not very good.
Not like that.
Like.
Number 1.
I don't know why I had to bring that up.
I'm sorry.
But Mitchell Trubisky
segue.
Makes his way to number 1 here. He was at Hallis Hall, and the big question, of course, are you ready for Sunday?
If I feel good, I'm going to go.
Oh,
but
God.
That's one of the things that you always have to be aware of, is that hits and anything or a weird movement could definitely aggravate it. Always put that into the equation and just go out there, and if I can go, I can go. If not, you got to make a decision.
What?
Yeah, he should have just ended it at,
You know, I liked how you start. You don't lead with, when we're putting all of our hopes on you. Are you going to be ready for the game?
Well, if I feel like it, is what I just heard there. If I feel like it.
I know, we're all.
Why are you going to complete the pass? If I feel like it.
I feel sorry for him.
Then he was asked this.
Was it important for you to be here today addressing the media? Because a lot of times injured guys don't have to address the media. Do you want to be here today?
Well, I think I have to. Yeah, my guys know where I'm at, so I guess me being up here is just for you guys. I mean, yeah, so I talk to them, and everybody just get on the same page. So they know I'll be all right.
Okay. Did he limp his way up there?
Did he limp? No, yeah. I didn't see any limp. He was full participant in practice today.
Okay. He cried. They took him out because he was crying.
So what?
I'm telling you.
Rose is piling on at this point.
Now, even Mayor Lightfoot was asked today about her advice.
You know, my mother is actually a big football fan. Some of you know that the town that I grew up in is a high school football crazy mania place. My mother's a big sports fan, so I'm sure she'll watch a little bit of it. The question is, will it be worth watching? And that remains to be seen. So, find an offense and Eddie Pinheiro, find your leg again.
All right. I like where she is on this. I'll bet she thinks. I'll bet she thinks that they pulled it because he was crying. I'll bet you that's the case. I got nothing else to say about this. And it's Thanksgiving. It's going to ruin my Thanksgiving, my early prep Thanksgiving part that I really like, where I'm like, you know, cleaning out the inside of the turkey. And just I like to watch the game while that's happening.
Take the aggression
and watch it later.
Take the aggression out on the turkey. It's okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.